The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we got tournament stuff going on, and I probably missed a few things, so let's jump right in. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio.
Master!
And our man Voldemort keeping us on air out here at the Hyatt Regency.
Voldemort got a haircut.
Yeah, he does. He looks younger with that.
Yeah,
he
look
looks
at
a
him.
Lot younger. I'd say you just shaved 4 years off your
That's
life.
That's a pretty big difference, huh?
Yeah. He looks 15 or 16.
That's like a summer cut. That's looking good. You're looking sharp.
It's nice to still have hair that when you cut it, you can actually look younger. I mean, there's just nothing to do except, okay, you look old, you're screwed. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can use that to text the show. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. It's a Friday. It's also my Monday, but it's also a Friday, so I'm very confused.
That's a good week for you.
Yeah.
A short week that starts on Friday, pretty good.
One day week, I can deal with that. In fact, I think I'm going to get that into my next contract, that I just work Fridays, and somebody else fills in the rest of the week. Now, actually, I was supposed to go to Canada. That wound up not working out because of some travel issues, but I spent a lot of time totally unplugging and focusing on some of my other projects.
Who would have thought?
And going to the gym. Finally got back to the gym. It was a good break for me, but man, I'm so glad to be back. Ready to throw some punches today.
Well, I'm glad you're back too. We had had some good times without you.
I heard some of it. I actually had a chance to listen to you and Jong for a little bit yesterday when I was on my way to the airport to collect the wife.
How did Jong do?
I almost texted you guys, but I was trying to not when you guys were grading him the first hour, I would have said B+. For his first hour. Yeah.
All right. That was kind of the consensus, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys kind of came around to that on your own, so I didn't bother you. But I thought he was really solid.
Man, I didn't know you were in town. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said a lot of stuff that I said about
you.
Oh,
I heard a lot of it. It's okay.
That's really awkward. Yeah,
it was pretty funny because almost every time I tuned in, it was you bashing me for something.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, why am I listening to this? I get this in person. I don't need to listen to this while I'm driving around the city minding my own business. But, I actually just decided it wasn't worth trying to, the whole flight situation, because we waited so late, was a mess. And I just didn't think it was worth taking a chance on getting stuck in Atlanta for a day and losing a day of my Toronto trip to Atlanta.
Yeah.
That is not a fair trade. And then plus there was just, I got caught up on, I'm almost done with season 4 of Longmire now. I did some reading. I did some, got some stuff done on the movie, so it's been a very productive, relaxing, fun week. But I'm ready to dive back in now, and we got a lot of stuff happening. We're going to get to go to the fight, which very happy to see that email come across.
Yes,
back in Vegas. Of course, I'm going to have to rush back because I got to be at San.
Not me. I'm going to be out there schmoozing and boozing, Fred.
Well, I'm going to do that too.
And boozing,
but yeah. So we'll be out there for that, and I guess I missed most of the combine stuff.
Honestly, we didn't talk very much about the combine because the combine's stupid.
It is.
Yeah. So we talked about some guys who ran fast and jumped high, but we didn't get into it too much.
Woo.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a professional athlete, sir. You run fast and jump high. That's awesome.
It's funny. Everybody keeps calling them the underwear Olympics. Did they not watch the real Olympics? Those people were going around in underwear, too. Yeah. Just, you know, nice try. Come up with something else. Rockets haven't lost since I've been gone.
No, the Rockets will never lose again, apparently.
Actually, if they're going to lose tonight,
At Toronto?
Yeah, Toronto. As Charlie Polillo wrote on Sports Map today.
My boy Chuck.
Yeah, your friend Chuck. The Rockets don't have the best home record in the NBA. The Warriors don't have the best home record in the NBA.
The Raptors do.
Yes, the Raptors of Toronto. So if it's going to happen, it'll probably be tonight. But I'd like to see them keep it going. It's just, at this point, it doesn't really matter. We know who's one and two. It's just which
That's
order.
That's all. I mean, and again, like I always I say this about the one and two seeds in the NCAA tournament. I mean, the difference in the one seed and the two seed is maybe one home game.
Yeah.
Maybe. If it matters.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And the truth is, both those teams are pretty good on the road as it is. So I don't know that that game would matter that much. And I see that Kerr's not going to worry about it. He's going to try to get Steph Curry healthy, which, I mean, I think that's the most important thing, have him ready for the playoffs. So I think, but Chuck Polillo went through and broke down what might happen the rest of the season and when they might lose again. And they get by this one, there's a good chance that they go all the way to the end here if they want to. By the end of the season, you're not going to want Chris Paul out there and James Harden out there in some of these games. But, you know, it's
– Well, they've got a road trip coming up to New Orleans. And yeah. New Orleans, they look like they're pretty good at sport.
Yeah, although I guess Davis is hobbling around again now too. So you never know. And that is the last team to beat them, which I also learned from that story today. So, it's – That's been fun. Been watching some college hoops.
I've been watching.
I made a bet without you today.
Yeah.
I took Memphis plus four.
I wouldn't have told you to play the opposite way, but I would have told you not to play that. So, see, you don't even need help. Look at you. You're a master.
No, I'm not.
Master.
The thing is, I wanted something to play this afternoon because I had some extra money in there. From the ponies on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I was like, "All right, well, I know a little bit about the AAC, so I'll play." I almost played SMU. They were like plus 12, I think, and they would have barely covered. But I went with Memphis, so that's I'll take it. And usually, I just take your best pick and parlay it with my hockey.
It's been a good strategy.
This is one of those things, though, that I would tell people not to do. Don't just gamble for gamble's sake.
Yeah,
but. It wasn't a lot of money, and it was for fun.
There you go.
And I was just trying to enjoy myself and have a rooting interest. And then I forgot about the damn game. And I found out about it because I was sitting over there in the office, and I hear everybody screaming. And I run in there, and Memphis has hit a three at the buzzer to win the game.
Why didn't you money line it, Fred?
Because I wasn't that confident.
Ball's out, man.
Well,
hey, look who's here today. Working the promo table. Our girl. Everybody's been asking about you.
We probably need to have this conversation with her, don't we?
It's time. I don't know.
How about next segment? How's next segment feel?
Next segment works for me. I'm not busy.
Yeah, you know what?
She's not busy.
I don't think we have any plans. And it would probably be good to do it early before people start showing up because we are at the Hyatt Regency, and there's going to be a lot of people here. We actually have a little birthday party going on. There's Nick already walking in. That tells you the important people who are going to be here tonight. So, you know. That means you need to get by here. This is a cool place. If you're going to have an event, it's a great place for it. You need to have an event in the Galleria area. If you want a place to just stay for the weekend, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're somebody who likes to get away from the family for a couple of days, this is a great place to do it.
So you're saying if your wife is back in town from Canada and
yeah, you need a, quote, road trip. For right. work,
right.
that you have to, like, let's say, you know, we have offices in Dallas, right? Maybe I need to go to Dallas or Austin for the weekend. See, if I'd have to say Dallas, because if I told her Austin,
she would
like,
come with
me. Or like San Antonio. Oh, yeah, I want to go. But if I said, I got to run to Dallas for the weekend and then come stay here.
It's not a bad deal.
But not that I would ever do such a thing.
Right.
Actually, there's a pub crawl I want to do in town tomorrow, so over in my area. So, I'd rather do that. But this is a great place to come if you have that opportunity.
Right.
Some people like to do that.
Some people do. They call it a staycation, Fred.
Yeah. And it's a cool thing sometimes to just get away from things. And, heck, let your wife do it once, too. You do it once and take care of the kids one weekend for her.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And just have more fun on your individual staycation than she does.
That is the priority. That's the key.
That's what you have to do, right? All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And that'll be the best way to get in touch with us, that and Twitter. And we'll be out here till 7 o'clock. So, yeah, if you're in the area, this is a cool place to come hang out. Nice bar here. They've got a good beer selection.
Come say hi. Come welcome Fred back.
Or just come welcome AJ. Because, you know, he was here. But you probably would just like to say something nice to him. You could do that.
Yeah.
You could come rub Voldemort's head for luck.
I don't know. That'd be weird.
Yeah, it depends on who's doing it.
Me doing it, it would be weird.
Yeah, that would be a little weird, especially if he got excited. But, you know, random stranger wants to come in and rub his head, you can probably do it for luck. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, in the bar, of course, where this is the place you want to come hang out.
And this is a good spot to be.
And we got a lot of friends are on their way, so it's going to be a good party here. We'll be here till 7 doing the show, as always. And we've been waiting for this for a while because
we've tried to have this. I thought we were going to do this at the racetrack.
Yeah, she was supposed to be there because, frankly, I don't like going to the racetrack unless Tasha's there to help.
My bad.
Yes, you're bad. No question. And then I was it her you left solo? You left somebody solo.
Yeah, Sindel. I'm sorry.
Not cool.
My bad.
So, you know, AJ's been wanting to ask you about this for weeks, so it's a good thing that you're here. This is Tasha.
It's not that I want to ask her about it. I know about it.
Yeah. I just think the people
need to know what's going on, and we need to see if this is full-blown weird or not.
Yeah, I think we all need to be judges here.
I think at best it's weird-ish.
No, it's not weird-ish.
Okay, so tell people, Tasha, about your boyfriend.
Okay. Where
he doesn't live here.
No. He's from here, but he plays basketball overseas.
You have a long-distance relationship.
I do. He's in Montenegro in Europe.
Okay.
Yes. So our relationship...
So he's a pretty good player.
He's a great player.
If he was a great player, he'd probably be playing in America.
Well, sometimes things happen, and you gotta, you know, do things differently than...
That's understandable.
You know? So, but I think he's a great player.
What's he averaging?
Well, he's not really on a good team, in my opinion, but last game he had 20, so...
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad for Montenegro. Okay.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Like, does he have to be... do they play in a team where... or in a league where they have to have a certain number of guys from that country, and then they can have, like, a couple of Americans?
Yeah.
And he's one of the Americans?
Yes, there's only two Americans on the whole team.
Okay. Is he pretty good friends with that other American?
Yes. They're actually neighbors.
Yeah, you got to be tight with those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's discuss how you guys keep up with each other. I mean, there's FaceTiming is not an unusual thing. Like, that's that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
In a long-distance relationship. But because you guys are on different sides of the world...
7-hour time difference.
There's not a lot of time for you to actually talk.
Yeah. Well, we FaceTime literally every day, all day. Literally. So when I'm waking up, he's either going to practice and, like, midway through his day. And by that time, he's, like, literally about to take a shower and go to sleep. And I'm just now starting my day. So, like, right now, he's about to get ready to go to sleep. So he's about to shower and go to sleep.
So you're wasting FaceTime with him to talk to us, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, but he's on FaceTime over there.
He's sitting there waiting.
Yeah, he's right here.
Okay.
Okay. What's he doing?
He's
getting ready for bed, it looks
like.
Yeah.
Now, this is the weirdest part, in my opinion. She has him on FaceTime while he's asleep.
Yeah.
Like, she watches him sleep.
But he watches me sleep. We watch each other sleep. Like,
oh, so
you know, like, when
two
you're
weirds
home,
make a not weird?
But when you're at home with your wife and your wife is at, like, y'all are together, y'all can sleep together. We can't sleep together because our time difference. So, like, that's our way of, like,
sleeping together. It's not that you can't sleep together because of a time difference. You can't sleep together because he's across the world.
Yeah. So that's our way. That's how we, in our relationship, make it connect.
So what happens if you've got something you, like, let's say you're going to go to a movie.
Oh, I don't really like the movies. But if I, like, have to work, like, I work at a bartending job in Conroe somewhere.
Okay.
So when I'm over there, obviously we're not on FaceTime. If we could, I definitely would. But I can't.
Doesn't that kind of limit what you can do for, like, hobbies and things like that? I mean.
No. Because if I'm, like, for instance, sometimes, well, it's just me, I guess, because he's like, whenever you go out, babe, you can hang up the phone, but I never do. Like, he's just there, and I just keep the phone. Like, the other day, me and my sister and her friends for Margarita Day, that little holiday celebrating Margarita Night.
That was the last time we were here.
Yeah.
And so we were out having margaritas, having a good old time, and he was on FaceTime right here in my pocket.
And do you, like, check in with him every once
in
a while?
Yeah, sometimes I hear him move and, like, you know, roll around, and I'll be like, oh, what's he doing? And then he'll go back to sleep, and I'll put it back in my pocket.
And you, like, you, what? I don't understand. What do you gain from watching him sleep?
I don't gain anything, but just if he needs me and he says, babe, what you doing, I can answer. But he's always like, you can hang up, but I'm like, I don't want to hang up.
Does this have anything to do with trust issues?
No. I trust him. Like, he doesn't really do anything besides go to practice and come home and then FaceTime with me. That's just how our relationship is.
He hasn't banged any Montenegro chicks?
Nah. I mean, I'm always on FaceTime. I'd be able to see her.
Exactly. That's my point. Are you sure you're not dealing with some insecurities about this?
Nah, I'm not. Like, I feel like if I was, I'd be crazy. I'd be real crazy.
I hate to break it to you.
That's not crazy.
This is a little crazy.
But that's our whole relationship. Like, if we cut off any minute of FaceTime, we would have no relationship.
So what's the long-term goal with this relationship?
He's going to be my husband.
Okay. When's that going to happen?
I don't know.
Is he aware of that?
He knows.
Well, he's on now, so.
He knows.
Has he asked for you to be his wife?
No. Well, like, jokingly, sometimes he-he-ha-ha, but, like, that's my baby.
I'll give you a little bit of advice. Wait until he's playing in, like, maybe a step up, like Israel.
In the Turkish league?
Yeah, Turkish league.
But Euroball is pretty good, too, though. I mean,
why
he plays in everywhere, but this season he's playing.
Is he making pretty good dough?
Yeah. I mean, I would know.
Well, why wouldn't you know? You're FaceTiming 24/7.
Like,
you probably see his check.
Well, no, I haven't seen the check yet. But
why don't you move to Europe?
Well, I would, but I want to work. Still,
you can't get a job in Europe.
Well, I don't speak their language. I don't even know what they speak.
Does he speak their language?
No, but he plays basketball. It's different.
You can't work for the team.
They don't even speak my language.
They speak to him.
Barely. He was like looking at them like crazy because he doesn't know what they're talking about. But I guess he figures it out.
Now, this might sound like a crazy concept, but what if you took the time? What language do they speak there?
I don't even know. Something. It's not really, English.
Yeah, I would be
speculating. Is it like Serbian?
No, I don't think it's Serbian.
Okay.
Somebody will know.
Yeah.
What if you took some of the time that you've spent FaceTiming each other in your sleep? Oh, they speak Montenegrin.
Oh.
Okay. What if you took some of the time you've been FaceTiming and dedicated that time to, like, Rosetta Stone to learn how to speak Montenegrin?
Nah. Because if we don't work out, I don't want to know that language. How is that going to help me?
If you don't work out, aren't you going to look back at these years and go, oh, my God.
No, but I don't.
I spent so much time on FaceTime with this dude.
I do everything. Like, I live my life. I go out with people. I just have him with me. Okay. I still do everything. Like, when you're married, you go out to eat with your wife, you know?
No. Like, when I...
No.
Like, if I go, like, last night, I went and had some beers with my boys, and I didn't talk to my wife during.
But how long have you been with your wife?
I understood that she was at home, and
but how long have you been with your wife though?
13 years, 12 years?
We've only been talking for 8 months. So it's kind of new. It's kind of new. We're still trying to get to know each other, and it's kind of hard to get to know each other when you're light years away from each
other. This is doomed.
Why?
There's no way this is going to work long term. There's 0% chance, because eventually he's a dude, and eventually he's going to say, "This is crazy."
But not all dudes are the same. Not all dudes think like that, though.
Yeah.
No.
Pretty much all dudes. No. We're simple creatures.
Whenever he's home, we don't talk like we talk now. But, like, when he's far away, there's no relationship. So, if we're not FaceTiming, then there's no relationship.
When's his season end?
It ends in June.
Okay.
So you don't spend as much time together when he's home and you do when he's on the road. That's not a red flag to you?
We spend time together when he's home. It's just not as much on FaceTime. Like, we're not on FaceTime all the time.
You should be on FaceTime never when he's home.
Well, when he's driving to, you know, going somewhere.
No,
like, oh,
you don't. FaceTime and drive.
That's how people die.
No.
And by the way.
There's a lot of things that you do. Like, whenever he's going to practice, he'll be like, babe, I'm about to go to practice, blah, blah, blah. Click, and he goes to practice.
I got bad news for you, too.
What?
I know. So when you're driving around, your phone is up on FaceTime, right? He watches you drive?
Yeah.
You realize, let's just say the worst happens and you get into an accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know what your insurance is going to say about that?
What?
Oh, you were not driving responsibly.
Well,
we're going to have no responsibility here. This is on you.
Well, then I'll have to pay for it.
And you probably go to prison.
And this
Why?
What if you kill a kid or something?
Yeah. I won't kill anybody. I'm never going that fast. I drive actually like a grandma, to be honest.
Well, I've seen grandmas kill people in the car.
Oh,
she's probably drunk or something.
No?
That grandma doesn't count.
She might be FaceTiming. Oh, look, here's my old boyfriend.
I'm not holding it. I put it in a little cup holder. Or then I have a little thing now that's in the air vent.
Dustin has a great idea. I said, did she just invent sleep time? Sell this to Apple.
Yeah, I like him. I created something just now.
I think this is either...
This is insanity.
Well, in my opinion, yes, it's insanity, but I also think that it's either...
That's not an opinion.
It's very cute, or it's just weird stalker crazy, and I...
No.
I'm going to lean weird stalker crazy, I'm sorry.
Why?
Holly says your relationship's very normal, by the way. She just texted me that. But
thank you.
If you knew her, then I don't know if you'd take that as a compliment.
What?
Yeah. Well,
my relationship is cute.
Okay. When's the last time you got laid?
Since he left in January.
Ooh. Oh, that's better than some of us.
When's the last time he got laid?
January. I would know.
And you don't think he's struggling with that, huh?
Uh-uh. We have fun with each other. Best believe I take care of my man. FaceTime is great when it comes to me taking care of him.
I'm sure that's exactly like the real thing, huh?
Yeah,
Fred?
It's going to be. It's the only thing he can get, so.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Because guess what? You sleep too, honey.
And I'm right there. I'm right there.
You're right there.
Yeah, I got
right
it.
You're right there in his pocket.
Right there. I got, no,
on the bedroom floor.
I got to say, if. If you were having me on FaceTime at all time, and I'm in a relationship with someone that has me on FaceTime the whole time, I'm going to go with bat bleep crazy.
Hey, honey, got to practice. I'll pick you up in an hour and a half. Practice?
He's just taking it to the hole.
All right.
Well,
he's driving through the paint.
They have brought us some appetizers to try here on break.
Snacks on snacks.
So we will check those out. But Tasha, thank you for sharing your relationship with
You're
us.
You're welcome.
And somebody says we should be interviewing him on FaceTime. I don't know that that would work very well.
No, I don't think it would work very well. But
he'd probably be breaking up every 5 seconds.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. Right. That's the other thing. I saw like his connection just drops all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm guessing Wi-Fi in Montenegro isn't quite caught up to where we're at.
No. But so, he calls right back.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing. But what if he's asleep and he drops?
Then he'll roll over and he'll call me back. Like, sometimes. Sometimes he'll sleep through it, but sometimes he'll roll over and be like...
And do you get pissed off when he sleeps through it?
No. I'll just keep doing whatever I'm doing. No, because I know he sleeps.
Okay. So, like, all my female friends are saying that we're terrible human beings.
Yeah, they
and,
are.
And
I
that
agree.
This is a good relationship.
Thank you.
And all the males
Thank
are
you.
Saying that you're badly. So, you know, and I'm sorry I'm team male because that's what I am. And but we appreciate you sharing. We do.
Best of luck with this relationship.
Thanks, buddy. In 2 years, I'll be like, look at my fat ring on my finger.
Okay.
Either that or you'll be talking about, hey, I got this new boyfriend. And
yeah.
I FaceTime him all the time.
My new boyfriend.
Because it worked so well last time.
My new boyfriend lives in Uzbekistan.
He's playing in Somalia. Yeah. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria area. And
they have the messiest food here.
It's good, though.
It is good.
And she came and stole that back. But, no, good food here and really good drinks, which we haven't gotten into yet, but at some point. The beer menu was pretty good last time, so looking forward to trying that. Now I'm getting texts from some of my other female friends. I'm not going to mention them by name. This lady is insane and will be murdering that guy one day.
I got one here says, I'm team female, and I think she's bat bleep crazy.
Okay. So I think... I would say,
at least she's okay with being crazy. Like she's like, she's owning it. She's like, I don't care.
Everybody's what it is. Everybody's got a percent of crazy, right? It's
right.
Just, is it fun crazy? Like, you know, we're going to go out and drink a bunch tonight, and you know, make fun of people and steal a bus.
Whose idea was it to do this? Who was the? Somebody had an idea that was like, we should be FaceTiming 24/7.
This feels like a pair of stalkers.
It's insane.
This is what happens when you get two stalkers together.
I can't even imagine if I was dating a girl and she said, you know what would be great? If we were FaceTiming 24/7. That would be an instant deal breaker.
Okay.
Like, now, automatic out.
Ryan says he was in a long-distance relationship that sounded similar. Let me tell you, it will end in bleeping flames.
Of course it will.
Well,
what long-distance relationship works?
I had one that lasted for 9 months.
Okay.
But then she moved here.
Oh, okay.
So, but I also, one of us was flying, either I was flying to Canada to see her once a month or she was flying
here.
How
many times have you been to Montenegro?
One, but I'm going back.
When are you going back?
Hopefully in April.
Okay, April. Okay. Yeah, but, I think if he's getting laid every 3 months, maybe he can last, but. I mean, let's face it. This guy's a professional athlete.
Yeah, like, that's not going to work.
He knows.
Yeah,
you know.
But even then, though, I will say this: the reason it
Tasha,
worked.
And your brother a professional basketball player?
Both my brothers.
Oh, okay. Your brothers were professional basketball players. Do they think that he's being faithful on the road?
Yes. My brother has a wife.
Okay, they're lying to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's telling you what you want to hear. Either that, or I got to say, stalkers. They don't hear things that their friends tell them because they're stalkers. And that's when you tell them, hey, this isn't cool. You're not supposed to follow them home from work and park outside their house and take pictures with your iPhone. That's not good, okay? Carrying them around in your pocket, FaceTime 24/7, a little stalkerish.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I've seen that Law and Order episode. I know how this ends. It's not going to end well.
So you're saying when you had a long-distance relationship, you guys weren't having sex just every 3 months, right?
No. I was getting up there once a month. And, you know, the reality is, but I didn't want to be around her 24/7 and vice versa. You need time away from people or else they're going to drive you nuts. Why do you think I took this week off? You and John were driving me nuts. If I didn't get a break from you guys, I was going to kill myself.
Okay.
All right, I'm making that up. But the reality is it just, you know, and we were older too. I mean, we actually liked each other. So there was that. Boy, then things change. That's how relationships are.
713-780-ESPN. A lot of people asking how much the phone bill is. I think that's a fair question.
I'm guessing, yeah.
But
I don't wonder what his phone service, like what his provider thinks of this in Montenegro.
Yeah. What is the cell provider in Montenegro? Montenegro Telecom?
I don't know.
Monty's used Wi-Fi? I don't know.
Monty Mobile?
There you go. Oh. 713 said, my Canadian wife says you're not supposed to pronounce the second T in Toronto. Is she just being a wacky man?
Toronto?
That sounds right, E.
Toronto?
Now, my wife, to be fair, she lived there for 7 years, but she's not from there. But she always calls it Toronto, which I'm like, eh.
You know what? Toronto sounds fine.
Yeah.
But Toronto, I've never heard. Most people don't say it like that anyway. They just say Toronto.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So the T is, it's there, but it's very minimal.
It's a
minimized T.
It's a soft T.
Yeah.
And
better than a soft D.
There's probably a
zing.
It's probably a joke there somewhere, but no, I do need a ruling on something, because you know how I feel about people that wear jerseys with other people's name on them.
Yes.
And yeah, she brought back a couple things, like and she thought she was doing a nice thing by bringing me back a really cool Leaf shirt, because you know, I mean, kind of a Leafs fan. The front of it's really awesome. It's got this old school maple leaf on it, and the back has a 34 and Matthews. And it looks really cool.
You'd love that kid anyway.
I do, but I'm not going to wear it. I mean, it's...
You're going to wear it.
Well, I've been wearing it around the house,
mm-hmm.
but not in public.
I think you'll
because
do
I
it.
Still feel really
I
uncomfortable.
I think you'll do it.
I feel really uncomfortable wearing that in public.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
It's a good color on me, too.
Yeah.
That blue. Yeah, it looks really good. And the front of the shirt looks awesome. But I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do that in public. I've made fun of it for most of my life. So.
But now here we are.
And most of the texters are asking very good questions, like how the hell do you keep your phone charged all the time?
That is a pretty good question. Like, you got to be plugged in all the time.
Yeah, I was just bragging because I bought a new charger today for when we go to Vegas that will charge your phone 7 times before it needs to be recharged. That'll probably get me through a night in Vegas, theoretically. I can't imagine what this is if your phone's on all the time.
I don't know. The good thing is we don't have to imagine it.
Yeah. So most of the comments. Not so good for her.
Yeah, well, listen. Why do you think I brought it up? It's crazy.
It's insanity. I try to be understanding of other people's stuff, right? It's one of the reasons we have Beth on. She brings
She's
a lot
different than us.
Yeah, and that's great. We get different perspectives on things, and sometimes I learn something. This, I think I've learned that it's still crazy. What's not crazy is donating your vehicle to Texans Can Academies. And, guys, this is a place that changes lives every day. And the Blitzers have been stepping up and donating their vehicles. You can be the next one. And, guys, they take in kids who've dropped out. They give them another chance. And these are good kids. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Some of them had transportation troubles getting to school. Well, they work around those things. They fix those things for them. And so many of them go on and graduate and do great things. And that's why they need your donation, so you can help these kids to get through school. And by your donation, they just mean a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Car, truck, motorcycle, could be a tractor. And I've had Blitzers all the time ask me, hey, man, I got a vehicle. It's not in great shape. It got some flood damage. Is that okay? Yes, they'll take it. They'll tow it free of charge. They'll process all the paperwork. And your donation's tax deductible. It's going to look great on your taxes next year. And if you donate today, a free $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria area. And most of our coworkers have stumbled in here, which means that bar tab will get good.
And they are noisy.
Are they?
Yeah. They're not worried about a broadcast going on over here. They're yammering it up, yinting it up.
I didn't really hear them because I had headphones on.
Oh, I can hear them right through mine.
Yeah. Well, it's Graham's birthday celebration. So, happy birthday. I don't want to venture a guess. I'm just going to guess you're older than me. So, well, that's – you know what? Anybody older than me, I respect – you know, not just because I respect my elders, but they've lived longer than I have. And if you make it to that number, whatever it is, congratulations. It's my goal to make it that far as well. Actually, it's my goal to make it farther than that, but okay. You got any more plays for the people tonight? We haven't talked about that at all.
We haven't talked about that.
How have you been doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm hovering around 50-50 the last few weeks. I'm still pretty solid for the season. I lost on Rhode Island this morning, then I won on Alabama, and I'm currently on Western Kentucky at a pick'em, so watching that one closely, they had a 10-point lead that they've basically all but given back. I had a game yesterday where the point spread was 1.5,
ooh,
and I won by 2. So
hey,
I am on Xavier tonight, -8. So against Providence, Providence is a team that made me some money yesterday, but I'm fading them today. Just bad matchups, and I think that's all I've got for tonight. Oh, the under in Virginia, Clemson, which is 117, and I know that sounds like a ridiculous play on an under.
You've been right on the Virginia all year,
but Clemson's like the 5th or 6th best defense in the country. Virginia's obviously the best. I think, and they've played twice before already, both times the number was under 117. I think playing in a gym that neither one of them are used to, the number could be, it could be a low-scoring game, like 1st to 50 wins.
Okay. I have no hockey plays tonight. I might have one tomorrow night. I will share later in the show.
Okay.
That way you'll keep listening.
Oh, Davidson -7 also. They're playing St. Louis.
But during my hiatus, I only made one play.
Hiatus or hiatus?
Hiatus.
Okay.
But, I was eating too, so
oh,
technically. I made one play and hit that, so I've been still on a pretty good run, but I'm being really selective with games now. And there's a couple of teams that have just absolutely quit. And not playing tonight, but keep an eye on Florida, which is suddenly playing out of its mind and has gotten back in the playoff race. So there's a team that might be worth fading whoever they play here for the next few games. So Fred said give the original Blitzer Tracy some love. You probably haven't checked Facebook. She lost her grandson last night. He was born and died soon after. God bless her family.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's awful. Yeah, I don't – you know, the problem is I'll be honest. I never really check Facebook anymore.
No, I don't either.
So, yeah, thanks for
– that's horrible.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And just kind of – going through all the thoughts on Tasha, I'm going to say 90%.
Are there a lot of thoughts given there?
There's a lot. I'm going to go with about 95%. Going to go with bat bleep.
Yeah.
So I think we can all agree on that. Corey wants to know, what if you wear that Leaf shirt with a casual button-up shirt? Leave the shirt unbuttoned. That way you can show the logo off in the front and hide the name and number on the back.
I don't think that's going
to
work.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to do because, I mean, then you have to kind of unbutton the shirt all the way down, and that, on me, that would look awful. So, and really, almost anything's going to look awful. I mean, it's just, I'll probably wind up wearing the thing. I may even wear it to the pub crawl tomorrow. That way I feel like, okay, I did it once.
Weekends is the time to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you're drinking.
Yeah, because then I can just say, whatever. Who cares? It's my 18th beer.
713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And we're out here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. And if you have not been out here, you should check it out. We've got we're in the bar, of course, and we're barring it. The food here is really good. They've been bringing us food. Haven't decided yet on whether or not I'm going to wash it down with some alcohol, but I think I might.
Okay.
But they've got a lot of good food out here, good beer selection, and it's just a really nice place. We never did figure out what the artwork was.
No.
Kind of looks like a flying gorilla to me today.
Like a pro wrestling gorilla jumping off the top rope?
Or like the Phoenix Suns gorilla as he's jumping, as he's making his leap.
I could see that.
Yeah, so I guess it just depends on the perspective and the day. And I don't really want him to tell us what it is now because I kind of like the idea of every time we come seeing something different. Isn't that what art's supposed to do for you?
I think so.
Okay. But come on out here, and it's a great place to, if you got an event that you need to book, they've got all kinds of meeting rooms. They take great care of you out here. And if you just want to get away for the weekend, here you go. This is your place. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if we'll... I've been saving some of these things because I'd like to get your opinion on them. And one of them that I want to do next segment, the 9 deadliest jobs in the United States.
Okay.
And what they pay.
Okay.
So you can decide if they're... if you're getting enough money for some of these.
Okay.
Radio host, not on there.
Not on the list.
No, we did not make it. A little disappointed.
Normally, when those lists come out, I've done 2 of the jobs on them. I don't know if I haven't seen this year's list.
I bet you've done at least one of them, would be my guess.
Okay.
But we'll have to wait till 5 o'clock for that.
You're gonna make the people hold out.
Yeah, that's a radio tease, which...
That's a good move.
Yeah, I mean, I've been gone for a while. I got to throw a few.
You're a pro.
I got to throw a few radio tropes in there for you just because I haven't been here all week.
Hey, you want to talk about my friend Cody?
You know what?
He's not really my friend. He's just a guy on the piece of paper. But last August, Cody.
He might want to be your friend.
Last August, he was working at a big box electronics store. And if he would have got me that discount, maybe we would have been friends. But he doesn't work there anymore. Now he's got an IT career, Fred. Started up last month, and he's making more money working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You don't have to have computer experience or training. That's not a problem. They transition people into IT. That's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. They've got day classes. They've got night classes. It's everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, My Computer Career will help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.